Hi, I'm Chris Dawes from Visual PR, and I've got the privilege to host this podcast for the next handful of guests on behalf of BusinessWise, the voice of Network in Swindon. I'll be talking to some of the BusinessWise members about their businesses, their advice on networking, and wherever else the conversation may take us. Who knows? Especially with this next guest. Delighted to introduce the shocked look on her face. It's Rachel Weaven from Face to Face HR. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. I'm not sure whether that was a compliment or not, that greeting.
You know you're one of the characters as well, don't you? It is lovely to see. I feel like I should burst into the face-to-face HR sim bin.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Take care of HR so you can take care of business. That's the voiceover I do at the Wildcats,
isn't it? I know. I love it. I love hearing it. It just makes me smile every single time. So.
My daughter, my 12-year-old little girl, she should have been used to it by now, but she still absolutely prods me and goes, yeah, that's you, Dad, that's you.
I know. My girls cool. Do the same. They're like, look.
I do love it that it's. I've done the voiceover for a friend's business as well. I do love that fact. It's really cool. We digress. Speak to me, Rachel. What's Face-to-Face HR?
So Face-to-Face HR is a HR consultancy. So we work with small to medium businesses that don't have the capacity for a full-time or a part-time me. And then I help them with all their employment issues, challenges, opportunities.
Or to avoid them.
Or to avoid them, yes. That's what we like to do. We like to avoid it. It's much better.
And I know that it, as a small business myself, is that, you don't necessarily have the finances or the resources to have a HR department of your own, but it doesn't mean you lose out on the need to manage those, whether it's as simple as a contract of employment even that sort of spawns a whole load of new documents as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. And actually, that's one of the things, is the first thing I'll do with any client that I take on is check their contracts. There was a lot of changes brought in April 2020 and a lot of contracts still aren't up to date.
Wow, that is worrying, isn't it? I mean, I just couldn't believe it when I recruited last year, is that there was just a whole raft of documents that had to go alongside it. But equally, there were documents that I didn't need as well. As in, there was this whole portfolio of documents, and it's about knowing which ones I need, which ones I don't, which ones are signed, which ones are just for their information. And it's a minefield, and the beauty is you take that minefield away from us.
I do, absolutely. And there's no point giving you, as a small business, a great big handbook with 50 odd policies when actually half of them aren't going to apply to you. So it just makes it more harder to manage, whereas a small company, you need a few key policies, and that's what will help you keep you compliant.
What's the background of this for you and HR?
Me and HR. I actually fell into HR, and you'll find that when you talk to a lot of HR professionals, we don't necessarily choose it as a career, but once we're in it, it's kind of like that thing, you get into it and you love it and you don't look back. But my background was media production. I could never get a job within it. I got offered a job in London, actually, as a production runner, but I couldn't afford to live in London on that salary or commute. So I looked at different options, and I ended up working sort of a few sort of temp jobs and ended up in a reception position, which then was in the HR department. And back then I moved up into a payroll and personnel officer. So I'm maybe showing my age now, because that's how long ago it was. And that's it. I've been in HR ever since. It's 20 years this year.
Wow, goodness me. But Face-to-Face HR, how old is that?
So Face-to-Face HR is only just over 3 years old. I left my last company, and I've always wanted to do the HR consultancy thing, but it's always a little bit scary because there is so much to the legislation and everything that goes with it.
And it doesn't stand still.
It doesn't, no, and you can't possibly know it all. So I went and looked at a franchise, and Face-to-Face HR was sort of one that did HR like I do HR. I went in there, and the rest's history, so to say.
So what are your customers?
So I've got manufacturing companies. Predominantly, I've worked in manufacturing and HR. So I've got a couple of manufacturing companies. I've got a property company. I've actually got like a couple of performing arts companies, cleaning company, property company, have I said that? Health and safety company. So a whole mix. But at the end of the day, HR's HR. It's like, it does vary different from public and private sector, but private sector, HR, is you can apply it in pretty much any company you work in, really.
Yeah, and like I say, that's that great peace of mind, is that to know that we've got someone that's all over it and all over the changes and everything along those lines. It kind of makes sense with you, but I'm going to ask the question anyway to hear your take on it. Networking, you know, how and why does it work for you and your business?
Okay, so for me, I mean, obviously, when I sort of first started off, Swindon and Marlborough was my area. I did it to raise my exposure, so to raise my profile in the area, because whilst I was known to quite a few sort of recruitment companies as an internal HR, external HR was very different. So I did it for that reason to start with, and I networked at lots of different places. But for me, one of the things it really has sort of helped with, as well as sort of giving me sort of referrals that are, you know, people that are now my clients, it gave me that, you know, when you're in the office and you want to go and have a quick chat with somebody, and I used to always go and talk to the office manager next door. And when I found myself self-employed, all that went, yeah. And I really missed that. So networking for me has given back my sort of office family, but it's just a family of self-employed people that have all got the same sort of goals and ambition and challenges.
I think we were chatting in one of the other sessions and sort of talking about how, you know, our friends and family that may be employed, I guess is the easiest way to say it, is they don't necessarily have the same images, the same views, the same challenges, the same benefits, etc., that other business owners will have. And that's what we, generally speaking, I mean, we do have employees in there, but a lot of them are business owners. And we all come together and we support, not even necessarily with answers, but just...
No, and that's been brilliant for me, because it's like, you know, there's people that I've got in my, what I call my business family now, that I wouldn't necessarily, you know, they wouldn't ever use my services, but to bounce ideas off of them and say, oh, look, I've got this problem, and just to hear it from a different perspective and different levels of experience from people in the business, you know, some that are younger than me and others that are more experienced. It's just great to be able to pick their brains, and it's not like I can't tell you that. It's a secret. Everyone's really open and honest and wants to support, which is lovely.
And these are people and relationships that the probability is that we just circumstantially would never find if we weren't at these networking groups.
Yeah, well, this is it. Absolutely. I look, you know, and I've got people that I would class as very close friends that had I stayed in, you know, corporate, I never would have met.
No, exactly right. Business-wise in particular, why? What stood out for you?
So I was a member of another group that kind of closed. So I was looking at other, options. I liked the idea of being part of one that was a member, because a lot of the other ones I go sort of pay as you go. And I was invited along to Business Wise by Mike. So I went along just to see what it was like. And I think from the minute I walked in, it was very welcoming. I felt very at home. There was no, you know, there was no judgment. Everybody was just really relaxed and friendly. And you didn't feel like, sometimes when you walk into a networking, you know, meeting, you can feel quite intimidating when you're, you know, especially when you're the newbie, so to speak. I really loved it. I think me and Laura were both joined at the same time, and we were both in there as newbies. It just had a really nice vibe to it. I go with my gut. And I just went in there and I thought, you know what? They're a really nice group of people. It's got a nice vibe about it. There's no, oh, look at me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's all very down to earth.
It's what I found. I found with some networking, either it's over official or there's cliques within. And I love the fact that none of the above applies to business-wise.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And the banter's brilliant. I genuinely think that's important. Even for those that don't feel at home to be the banter kings, shall we say, they still sit back and participate as an audience.
Yeah.
And I really like that. It gives us a good start to the Friday.
Absolutely, especially at that time of the morning.
Exactly. but we were saying earlier is the fact that otherwise we'd kind of get to the end of the week, you'd sort of blamange into a Friday and it would become something of nothing. Mm. But this sets us up still for that day to get more out of it.
I mean, sometimes I have to have a nap in the afternoon, I'm not going to lie, because it's quite an early start. But
sometimes I turn around and tell myself, well, I started earlier, I can finish
early.
That sort of sums up Business Wise. How long have you been there now?
I think I'm in my second year. I think I'm about June, 2 years ago, I think I joined.
I feel out of order for asking that question because I was trying to think how long I've been there and I couldn't tell you. So I'm asking the question I couldn't even answer myself, to be honest with you. Mine's not very long, though, because I'm fairly recent, so because my company's quite new as well. Although my previous company, I used to go to BusinessWise when it was in the centre of town, in Jury's Inn, as was. What's it called now? Leonardo. Same question, two directions, okay? Give the listeners, hopefully there's more than one. We've probably just got rid of a few of them there. Some key advice from you and your business. On one hand, becoming part of BusinessWise, but two, from your business side of thing, the face-to-face HR, just a little nugget of advice that you can give to someone.
So from a HR perspective, make sure your contract's watertight. I can't express that enough. Even people go, yeah, but... And you go, yeah, but you've also got things like implied terms, where if someone's done something for long enough, it becomes an implied term, even if it's not written in the contract. So I'd always make sure that your contracts are fit for purpose and are compliant with legislation.
And here's an interesting one I found from that, that you'll back up, and in fact probably give me a smack round the head for not thinking it this way, but... is that I kind of was there going, oh, yeah, but I get on great with this person, so I don't need to be quite so pernickety in the wording in the contract. And I was told, yes, you do, because you never know what's going to happen in the future.
And I think it's one of those things. It's like, get the contract in place. Yes, you could be get on really well with someone. You could be best buddies. But if it all goes wrong, they will not think twice about trying to throw you under the bus, take you to tribunal, stuff like that. So yes, make sure that your contract's watertight so that hopefully you can just put it in a drawer and you never have to worry about it.
But don't you get that where people going, oh, I don't need that kind of wording in there. That sounds too strict, too pernickety or whatever else.
I mean, I'll always look at tailoring contracts so that they talk in a language which fits the company's culture. So we won't always put the company name on something. We'll use different words and stuff, but it still has the same meaning. It might be a bit more of a lighthearted touch, but at the same time, it's still legally compliant and will still protect the business.
And the employee, I'm sure, you sit there in the middle, don't you?
Absolutely.
No, it's not an easy one. And from a business-wise, if you have sort of had any advice for someone contemplating either networking in general and certainly to business-wise?
I would say be brave and just do it, and don't give yourself a hard time. It can be quite a big step going into networking, or find yourself a buddy to go with.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, even if that's someone that's already there.
Yeah, because I think when you go into one for the first time, especially if you're like an introverted person, which believe it or not, I am. Yeah, it's nice to have somebody to meet you there and walk in with you just to take that edge off.
And I think that it's worth noting that you'll soon go in there and go, yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm worried about. I still don't feel comfortable yet, but I don't know what I was worried. But it doesn't take very long for that to go because, especially with the business-wise, is that I find that we're all in this together.
And everybody's really welcoming, and I think, you know, people do come in and somebody will soon turn around, smile, make sure you've got a tea or a coffee and introduce you to a few people. So
absolutely. I've seen that a lot at the beginning. So everybody arrives at slightly varying times. And, you know, the first thing is the coffee's available before the breakfast is served. Everybody's chatting. And if any of us see somebody, especially if they're new, it's like, hey, how you doing? Come on in, come on in, have a chat. And because we remember, we've been there, done it.
You walk around the corner and you can just hear the noise. And it's just so for somebody that's quite new, you think, oh, my God, I'm going to walk into this room. And it's like, how many people are in here? Whereas to walk in and feel sort of welcome straight away is just...
And I do remember myself. I think someone's able to guess twice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Before they then got to make a decision. I only did it once and went, I'm in. And you kind of go there knowing full well, right at the moment, no, I don't know everybody. There was a couple of people I knew, you know, a little bit. And you just kind of let yourself be part of that, watch a lot more, speak your bit when you have to. But what you're doing is you're getting to know the individuals so that very rapidly those fortnightly turn-ups is that you're like, how you been doing? Yeah. Oh, I saw you at such and such. I saw you in socials, you were there.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Mm. And it then relaxes the whole thing. We then go round the room in the formal part, but they become less of an issue because we're all relaxed in each other's company.
And I like the sort of round the room. It is very relaxed. It's like, you know, the varying in the conversations that go around. So, oh, I've been up to this, or yeah, I'm looking for this, I've got this going on. It's not rigid. It's very relaxed, and people are allowed to talk about what they want, which again is one of the things I really liked about it.
What's the future for face-to-face HR?
World domination? No.
I wouldn't put that past you.
No, I know, right? So for me, expanding the business a bit more, some more sort of retained clients, but also focusing more on the proactive stuff. So workshops on making businesses more inclusive, neurodiversity awareness, and the benefits of having individuals with those conditions in businesses can be just absolutely immense if you get them in the right role. Yeah, and just lots of workshops and educating companies to be more productive by looking after their staff well.
It makes sense because that links into the HR side very, very tightly. So the reality is people are there. They know that they need to be, can I say, managing their people? I guess it's the easiest way to say it. They need to have that conversation with you. And presumably the whole idea is a conversation to start with, see whether it's a fit, both directions.
Yeah.
And then the conversation go off from that side of things.
Absolutely.
How do they get hold of you? What's your website address?
My website is facetofacehr.com/Swindon Consultant or something or other.
Yeah, we've tested you now, haven't we?
I can't remember.
I forget as well. Don't panic. The good news is it will be in the text around this audio. So the good news is Rachel spends more time looking after everyone else than she does on herself, so she forgets things like that. Bless her, she was so nervous about doing this. I took ages to do the same, so don't panic. It will be in the text, so they can have a look there and they'll get in contact with you.
Yes.
And sit down and have that conversation. Is there anything that I have forgotten to get you to talk about your business, to mention about your business that you'd like to say?
I don't think so.
We've covered it all.
I think you've covered it very well.
Oh, thank you very much. That means you've covered it very well, to be fair. No, I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure, Rachel. Thank you very much for that. Face-to-face HR. We take care of HR so you can take care of business.
Absolutely.
I've got to stop doing that voiceover. It's brilliant. I love it. I do love it. Swindon Wildcats Ice Hockey, in case anyone's wondering, is that that's where we play that one. Oh, which is obvious because that's where we got the sin bin, isn't it?
It's where we got the sin bin, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, Rachel.